This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Female Orgasm Podcast, created by the Welcomed Consensus, where we explore the potential of female orgasm, more pleasure, and a better sex life for both men and women. Listen, learn, and be inspired by the innovative research and revealing insights into friendship through female orgasm. In this episode, you will hear from David Balbi. He has included doing as an intimate component of his relationship with his wife for over 12 years. In this podcast, he talks about what he likes most about doing and how it's changed his relationship and sex life with his partner, both in and out of the bedroom. He discusses the challenges he has had in incorporating doing into his sex life and what keeps him doing after more than 20 years. He reveals goals for their relationship, which includes putting attention on what she wants sensually and producing a superior orgasm in her body.
How did you first feel about having a deliberate orgasm?
Well, the concept of deliberate orgasm seemed, you know, perfectly reasonable. Like, oh, well, that would make sense to do that. So it wasn't anything I'd heard of before, but it certainly, it's an attractive proposition.
How often do you have a due date?
Well, you know, that I guess that changes. It can be every day. It can be infrequent. You know, it really depends how we're getting along and which one of us is the first one to remember that. If we're not getting along, the most friendly thing that we can do for each other is to have a date.
And who initiates a due date?
I would say that I'm probably the most likely one to initiate the date, or we may either start talking about it as a thing that we want to do it in the not too far distant future, but probably when it comes right down to, we're going to have this date, or we're not going to have this date, then it's usually me that initiates it and gets it on track.
What do you say when you make the offer or when you initiate it?
I think initiating the date or making the offer, you know, would usually just be something along the lines of, you know, why don't we make time to have a date tonight? Or, but nights tend to go by quickly for us, the evenings, and so oftentimes I'll say, why don't you wake me up first thing in the morning and let's have a date.
How long is a due date?
Due date can be anything in time. I mean, sometimes it's 10 strokes, and sometimes it's as much as an hour. We try not to let time or lack of time be a factor. If we've decided that we're going to have a date, then, like I said, even if it is only 10 strokes, then that's still worth something. It's worth doing.
What do you like about doing?
The thing that I like about doing the most is the feeling of connection. You know, I think it's probably the most intimate thing that we do, really, in terms of we're both there for the same purpose, for her orgasm, and it feels good to be the person that's going to be producing that.
Have you had any challenges incorporating doing into your sex life or your daily life?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been something that I've been doing for close to 20 years, so there have definitely been periods of time when it's been more challenging, either from a work or family or whatever schedule. But I think that really, some days the biggest challenge is is just remembering that it's a lot more fun relating to a welcomed woman, and that even if you're not really getting along, the most friendly thing you can do to go back in the direction of getting along is to start by having a date. And so the challenges are more mental than anything else.
Do you communicate during due dates?
We do communicate during due dates. I think that I probably don't talk as much as I was trained to do. And so we talk about the fact that maybe we could talk more as well. So there could be more, and it would enhance the experience.
When you do communicate, what is it that you say to each other?
Well, the communication can be anything from, again, something that I'm noticing about her body, or something that I'm noticing about the way her clitoris feels under my finger, or we might be talking about pressure or length of stroke, or I may be telling her the direction that I'm going to take her, and likewise she might be asking for more or less pressure, or a longer stroke, or a shorter stroke, or like that. So we talk about what's happening right now.
How has your sex life changed since adding on doing?
Adding doing changes your sex life because it's certainly more deliberate, and it's more pleasurable. And I think that it's a pleasurable experience in and of itself just to have a date without expecting any reciprocity. So it's a different way of relating to sex or to sensuality. Whereas prior to learning about doing, there was definitely more of an expectation of some kind of reciprocity. It makes it more intense because there isn't that thought of, this is fine, and when do I get mine? That's not part of it. I mean, it may be that after the date, there'll be some other activity, but it's not expected so it somehow allows you to complete that cycle, and it's complete in and of itself.
How has your experience of deliberate orgasm changed over the years?
Well, I think my experience of deliberate orgasm has changed in terms of having a better idea of the scope of what's available. You know, it's like if you think the continuum is this long, then you operate in here. But if you actually find out that it's this long, or maybe infinite, then all of a sudden you start to, you go beyond the boundaries that you thought were. Then you find that they weren't real boundaries. They were just some preconceived idea. The main way it's changed is that I don't see any limitations to what's available.
How long have you, your current partner, how long have you been with her?
I've been with my current partner for almost 12 years.
How has your experience with doing her changed over the 12 years you've been together?
Well, my experience has changed because of the cumulative nature of the experience. So I think I intuitively feel things about what she wants in terms of stroke or pressure or duration much better. I can tell if she gets distracted so we probably communicate a lot better, both in the context of a due date and also in the context of the rest of our lives, because of that, because of the when you really put your attention on somebody and notice what's happening, then it's hard not to do it outside of the bedroom as well as inside. So I think so my experience is that we are closer together mentally as well as physically.
Did you always have deliberate orgasm as part of your relationship with your wife?
We always had deliberate orgasm as part of our relationship, but there were definitely times when it was not our our number one priority. It started off as our number one priority. No question. I mean, when we first got together, that was our number one priority. And, you know, that's sort of waxed and waned over the years. But at the moment, we're definitely in a, you know, an uptick as far as that's concerned. So we're back to putting deliberate orgasm as a very high priority in our relationship.
When doing was not a priority in your current relationship, what had you stopped doing her?
When doing wasn't a priority, it was that we weren't getting along. We were not finding each other right. We weren't approving of each other. And so it becomes, you know, it becomes increasingly more difficult or less likely to actually initiate the date when it seems, you know, when if you don't feel friendly towards each other, it's hard to make that first friendly move. And so I think we got into a cycle of, you know, we loved each other, but we didn't like each other. And so conceptually, it seemed like a good idea, but we always seemed to find a reason to avoid it.
What had you reintroduced doing into your relationship?
We reintroduced doing because we made a conscious decision to get our relationship back on track and to first and foremost renew our friendship. And you know, doing's a very friendly thing to do.
What are a couple of key elements to experience better orgasm?
Key elements to experience better orgasm. Willingness. I think some people are unwilling to admit that there may be something else. I mean, I've had conversations with people who've said, you know, there's nothing wrong with my orgasm. I didn't say there was anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that there's maybe there's something else, something more available to you. And so I think that for a lot of people, they get to, you know, they get tied up in right and wrong. Yeah, so willingness would be the first element. And of course, technique. I mean, if you don't know what to do and when, and you're fumbling in the dark, then it's pretty unlikely that you're going to actually experience superior orgasm. You know, I mean, I feel very fortunate to have actually had some of that training.
What does the guy get out of it?
Well, I think the first thing, you know, that the guy gets out of it, you know, speaking purely from my experience, is the satisfaction of knowing that he's taking care of his woman.
What do you feel when you put your attention on her body, or even before you touch her?
When I put my attention on her body, I feel closer to her. I feel more connected. I feel more in love with her. Yeah, it's kind of connected.
What do you feel when you are doing her?
Well, when I'm doing her, I think that there are a lot of different feelings. You know, it goes all the way from confidence to sometimes even doubt. You know, like, oh, is this right? Am I doing, you know, and I'm kind of constantly checking in. You know, does she want more or less? Should we go up? Should we go down? So It's an interesting balance between, I think if I keep my attention on her, then I don't have the doubt. So if I have doubt or if I have other thoughts, then, you know, then I know my attention's going away. And so it's that, you know, being able to see that in the moment and get my attention back on her.
How does having your attention on your wife affect her? What do you notice about that?
Well, when I've got my attention on her, she is happier. She is softer. I think she's more confident. She makes sure that I get taken care of when my attention's on her.
What effect does your attention have on her?
The important element to having my attention on her and how that affects her is that I've got my attention on her and that I'm approving of her. Because obviously, you know, you could put your attention on somebody and find them, you know, wanting. You know, you have your attention on negative things. So it's important. Without the approval, the attention is, would certainly be suspect. I think she would feel that there was something wrong with the attention if she didn't also feel my unconditional approval.
How do you know what kind of strokes to give her when you're doing her?
Really, the simple answer is I know what kind of stroke to give her because we talk about it. So I don't have to guess.
Specifically, how has doing added to your sex life?
I would say doing has added to my sex life by sort of broadening it, and really it's added to my sex life by making it more intimate, by making the communication between us that much better. And so because of that we have more fun, and because of that we have more sex. It's something that, you know, can go on forever. I think some people have a sense that, okay, you know, my sexually active years will be this and this, and then after that it'll stop or something. I don't know. But it's I don't see any limit to it. So, and I think it can keep getting better, you know, which is a fun prospect.
What would you tell someone who is interested in doing?
Somebody that was interested in doing, I would say, you know, run, don't walk towards this information. Have an open mind. There's going to be some information that that you don't expect. I would say it can only be a positive thing. I can't imagine a circumstance where it doesn't enhance somebody's life.
What do you want men to know about doing?
The thing that men need to know about doing is how little they know. you sort of don't realize how little you know until you learn the new stuff. And I think they need to know that they need to set their egos aside and just know that if they don't know about doing, then they're sort of almost sexually crippled. They're missing out on a lot of fun. And if they truly want to give their partner everything that they deserve and they truly love them, then they're doing everybody a big disservice by not learning about it. But I think for a lot of people, they do have to check their egos at the doors, because guys tend to have that, I know everything about sex, and it's stunning, really, too, how little people know.
Where do you think most women prioritize their sensual pleasure?
I think most women would prioritize their sensual pleasure as number one, but I think that in reality it often goes down the list because they're not... or because they become disappointed, you know. So it's like, well, this isn't the way I thought it would be, or this isn't what I want. So then I think I think women are more inclined to sort of subjugate what they want because of, you know, societal norms. So I think it's the guy's responsibility to make sure that the woman knows that her sensual goals are important, and that he's there to make sure that those goals are met.
Before you started doing, did you think it was possible to feel as much as you do when doing her?
No, I think before I started doing, I had no clue what was possible in terms of feeling. I think that I still, from time to time, am sort of pleasantly surprised by just the amount of sensation that I feel in the tip of my finger when it's on her clitoris and you know, barely touching. I mean, it's amazing that you can feel that much in it. But I think some of it's definitely about the learning and the practice in doing it, but also the willingness to do it.
What do you do to feel more?
I would say the two things that I do to feel more are, first of all, to relax and to be willing to feel more, just to notice, to make sure that my attention is on her and my attention is on feeling, you know, be willing to have that much.
Do you think most women are honest about how much sex they really want?
I think women are sometimes honest about the amount of sex they want, depending upon the quality of the sex they think they're going to get. I think if I think there are some, you know, societal norms that they think about. I think that in general, my experience in speaking to women is probably that they always want more than they say they want.
What do you want in a relationship?
Well, in a relationship, the number one thing that I want is a partner and a friend. I want honesty. I want to feel that it can continue to get better.
What did you enjoy, or specifically, what did you get out of attending the Common Sensuality course this time?
Well, it's been more than 10 years since I'd last done a Common Sensuality course, and I just enjoyed being reminded of some of the things that I sort of knew in the back of my mind, but it's like, oh yeah, that, I should be doing that, more of that.
What was one of those things that you heard this time that you said, oh yeah, that's right?
The two things, I think, were approval and attention. And the certainly the unconditional approval. It's hard some days to unconditionally approve, and I think it's good to be reminded that, you know, it really is in my best interests to have my attention on my wife and to unconditionally approve. And it's not difficult so much to unconditionally approve as sometimes it's difficult to remember to do that, because it's so easy for your attention to go back onto yourself and to start filtering everything through the, you know, what about me? But at the end of the day, it doesn't work very well.
What makes doing a friendly thing to do?
Well, I mean, if you're friends with somebody, then it's a friendly thing to put yourself in a position where you're responsible for creating a superior orgasm for that person. You know, I think you almost, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, you have to ask yourself, if you're not prepared to do that, then where's your attention? It's probably on yourself, and it's hard to do anything or be friendly to anybody if your attention is on yourself. And so I think doing is friendly because it's you know, almost the ultimate act of putting your attention on somebody else for the goal of them having a superior orgasm. I can't think of many more friendly things than that.
You've been listening to the Female Orgasm Podcast. Visit www.welcomed.com to find full transcripts, articles, videos, courses, and more focused on the topic of friendship through female orgasm.